this week we're going to have a look at what are known as the cardinal virtues. In fact, we're only going to look at two of those this week. So over the last couple of weeks, we were looking at the theological virtues of faith, hope and charity. And those are the virtues that are given to Christians, infused into their soul at baptism. And they help us to be true children of God. The human virtues, however, can be practiced by everyone, not just Christians. And again, if we just look at what they are, human virtues are firm attitudes, stable dispositions, habitual perfections. So it's something that we do consciously over and over and over again. They help us to govern our actions, to order our passions, and to guide our conduct according to reason and faith. They make possible ease and self-mastery and joy in leading a morally good life. We might have heard of the proverb, virtue is its own reward. In other words, by living a virtuous life, we will naturally be more joyful people, because we will be operating in the way that gives us the greatest joy. So let's have a look at the cardinal virtues. There are four principal human moral virtues. Now, the word cardinal comes from the Latin cardo, which means a hinge. So these are the four virtues which the moral life hinges or hangs on. And we probably know them by name: prudence, fortitude, temperance and justice. So today we're going to look at the first two: prudence and fortitude. The key virtue is prudence, which is very, very simple. It's right reason in action. That's the virtue that guides all the other virtues, because it looks at what virtue is needed in a particular situation. So prudence guides the judgment of our conscience, as well as looking at, well, what do I need in this given situation to be a good person, to choose the good? It's the virtue that allows us to judge correctly what's right or wrong in a given situation. Now, sometimes that'll be fairly easy. Like, we know stealing is wrong, and we've learned that from a very early age. But sometimes the situation might be a little bit more complicated, so we might need to take a little bit of time to look into it, to inform ourselves and to see what we might need to make the right action in that situation. When we mistake an evil action for good, we are not exercising prudence. In fact, we're showing our lack of it. And because it's so easy to fall into error, prudence requires us to seek the counsel of others, particularly those of sound moral judgment. And that brings us back to a very common Irish topic, if you like, the Anam Cara, the soul friend, or Anam Corda, soul friends. The importance of having good, holy people around us that we can talk about anything to. You know, those really good salt of the earth people that you literally, you could spill your heart and soul out to them and they'd be able to give you good advice on it. So to be prudent is not to be confused with timidity or fear. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to take forever to make a decision because we have to look at it inside out and upside down and work out all the things before we make a choice. What it does mean, though, is that we take a little bit of time where necessary to look into why this might be a good action or a wrong action. And why is it important for us to spend time looking at that today? Well, there's a great quote by Thomas Paine. He was writing about the American Revolution, but I think it's can be applied to a lot of things today, really. He said, A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defence of custom. But the tumult soon subsides. Time makes more converts than reason. So many of the moral choices today, which people think are good and right, are not so because they're right and good in reality, but because over time people have become maybe a little bit complacent in the application of prudent thinking. Which brings us to our next virtue, fortitude. And that's the virtue that ensures firmness in difficulties and constancy in pursuit of good. It allows us to conquer our fear and to strengthen our resolve to resist temptation and to overcome the other little barriers that are there that will prevent us from growing in the moral life. So if we look at it this way, prudence is the virtue that helps us to know what's right and wrong. And fortitude helps us to carry out that right action, regardless of the outcome or cost to ourselves. And the Catechism says that fortitude helps one to conquer fear, even fear of death, and to face trials and persecutions. Now, most of us in Ireland, thanks be to God, don't fear that type of persecution, the fear of being martyred or stoned to death for our Christian beliefs. But we do face a different type of persecution, which Pope Francis called polite persecution in 2016. He said, it takes away from man and woman their freedom as well as their right to conscientious objection. And that's the type of like insidious ridicule that you might find for your beliefs coming from either the secular media or from society or sometimes even amongst our family and friends, you know. So it's important for us to have that and practice that virtue of fortitude, which means just being able to give an account of our faith to other people. It's not about bashing people over the head about our faith, but taking the opportunity when it arises to explain why we believe what we believe, with all, you know, absolute respect for the other person and where they're coming from. Fortitude also helps us to overcome or to resist temptation. Now, again, these are human virtues which are achieved by human effort, so we have to work at it a little bit. So, as Shane said, we're coming up to Lent in a couple of weeks' time, so we might just take a look at our own lives and look at those little areas of temptation in our lives and see how can we resist temptation. And maybe that's first and foremost by removing those things or those relationships that lead us into sin or, you know, tempt us. Maybe around certain people we're a little bit more gossipy and we might want to take a step back, not from the people, but from the situation. I know of a person who anytime there was gossip in the workplace, he'd leave the room because he just didn't want to engage in it. So there are little ways that we can kind of remove temptation from our lives. Or again, you know, we might want to look at our reading material or what we listen to on the radio or watch on television just to see, is this helping me to be a better person? Or again, is this maybe leading me into attitudes and ways of acting that I'm not entirely happy with? So during the coming week, let's look for ways in which we can be more prudent people and how we can pursue the good with fortitude.